Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
You heard what he said. Keep an eye out on Motown. Keep an eye out. Ladies and gentlemen, I am back. I'm always on the line, and I'm always on time. I'm happy to be back on this show. And I want you all to know that I am celebrating the year anniversary for this online radio show on Blog Talk. So give it up, clap it up for the year anniversary of this show. Yes, indeed, it's a great, great, great accomplishment. And I'm looking forward to interviewing so many more people. I got to bring up immediately my co-host for today, who is previously a guest on my online radio show, and she's going to join me on this wonderful conversation. Please show some love for Nicole Lee Sean. Show some love. Show some love. Nicole, happy to have you on, first as a guest, now as a co-host. We are moving up in the world, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Thank you for having me, Motown.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much to talk about. I'm excited about the two gentlemen that is on the line patiently waiting right now. Before we get into them, I wanted to touch on the topic that has much to do with what we'll be talking about, which is pilot season. To my understanding, pilot season just wrapped. Right, Nicole?
Yes. Yeah, pilot season just wrapped, and actually it's gearing up for another season, in which a lot has to do with the second pilot season is a lot of stage plays and musicals. So they're getting ready to gear up for the next round. So I guess we'll see how everything goes. I've got a couple going on myself, so
okay.
We're getting ready to see.
Very nice, very nice. I'm in development of a little pilot, but I don't even think it has anything to do with this year. But it's so much to learn within this whole process of pilots and developing scripts and shows, and that's why I have my two guests here on the show today. You know, Nicole, often I interview people on the show, and I don't know them from Adam, Eve, Steve, nobody. I don't know them at all. But these two gentlemen, I've had the pleasure of working together with them in Lifebook acting class, and they are prime gentlemen. They are prime. Their energy cannot be duplicated. They're the best. And they have put together, they have inspired, their experience working with each other have inspired a pilot called Pretty Girls Parking. And I'm really, really excited about introducing them right now. And I must say that I have never seen a bromance quite like this before. I have never seen a bromance quite like this before. These guys, they really have it going on. They're going to tell us all about Pretty Girls Parking and their bromance. Please put your hands together for Francis and Randy. You're on the line.
What's happening? Pretty Girl Parking, baby.
Pretty Girl Parking. I love
Pretty
it.
Girl
I
Parking.
Love it.
Pretty Girl Parking.
Mm-hmm. We got one on the line, I hear. I hear we got a pretty girl on the line here. Is that so Nicole?
Yes, she
What's
is.
Up?
Yes,
how you guys doing?
I'm
doing
fine.
Wonderful.
Good.
Everybody's doing great. Before we get into Pretty Girl Parking, I want to get right into this bromance thing y'all got going on real quick. Dude, is this just me, or do other people recognize the bromance too?
I think it's pretty average. We hang out pretty much at the hip. We share each other's clothes. So I mean,
yeah. It's nice to be on the radio because we can wear whatever we want. So we're actually just in our underwear right now. Is that weird? No. It's good. I mean, it's definitely cool to have a friend that's pursuing the same stuff you're doing, and we feed off each other as far as you know, when one is feeling, you know, like they had a bad audition or something, then the other one's like, dude, you got this. So it's definitely a cool relationship.
Yes. I definitely can concur with that. And the energy of your relationship individually, I've interacted, I've done scenes with some of you, I've worked with some of you. Individually, you give off so much energy already, but together as a duo, man,
boom,
some type of
boom.
Protective gear that to be around y'all, because the energy is that powerful. And is that something that you all both have acknowledged and other people acknowledged also?
Right on. Yeah, you know what? I would say so. Motown, you definitely are a contributing factor when we do come together, or even individually. But that's something I think that has gravitated us towards each other is that energy. And I think it's just undeniable. When someone comes in into a room and they enjoy life and they enjoy what they do, it's hard to not notice that that's the energy that you're surrounded by.
Yeah, I agree. And Motown, you're right, man. You give off that same vibe. You know, that's why – you know, I felt like we should reach out to you, and, you know, I wanted to get on this show for a while, so I'm glad to finally get on, man. And now we have a lot to talk about.
Indeed we do, and thank you for being on, and thank you for the compliments. Now, I want to get Nicole involved. Now, you're on the line, and you're listening in. Do you feel that same vibrant energy that they're giving off? Do you feel it?
I definitely do feel it. I think the bromance is... going good.
as a
sounds
yourself.
Like you guys have a really good romance.
she seemed kind of stunned when she said that. She was like, it seems good. Like, it's a little weird. Is it weird?
I don't know. I don't have romances. I'm the pretty
girl. Oh, that's
it. You've never been the third wheel? Nicole, you've never been the third wheel on a bromance?
No.
It's quite an experience. I think it's definitely, you sound like you'd have a lot of fun. Your voice sounds like you're very energetic, and you're obviously very intelligent. So
she does have a nice voice, doesn't she?
Yes, really.
Like, I could listen to Nicole all day, for real. I mean, I just really want to just hear her talk, and like, we just be silent for the rest of the show.
We'll have to schedule a second show for that. But right now,
yeah, exactly.
Let's get into...
You guys are funny.
Let's get into the inception of this whole project. And I want, Randy, can you share with me what exactly went down on how this came about? Or who is best to share it? What took place?
Well, I want
to
hear this story.
Okay. I can share it. Well, it started off with, I think Francis came to me and he was like, we just need to come up with like a couple phrases. Like, I think he saw a show and it inspired him, and he was like, we need to come up with like two catchphrases. And then when we came up with these two phrases, we were actually on the way to San Francisco for Thanksgiving. He was going to visit his family and I had some family up there. And we got totally lost. Like, he took us in directions that I've seen parts of California I never thought I'd see.
You're welcome for that scenic route. I was definitely acclimating you to my route.
Who noticed you were lost?
Go ahead.
The weather conditions did not permit us to really see where we were going. That's my excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, that's what happened.
He blames it on the fog. I blame it on a lot of other things because I think, well, what happened, I think we got into, like, you know, a conversation about this, and then we started talking about, like, hey, we should come up with a show. I got this concept of Pretty Girl Parking. He had this concept, like, his one-liner was, like, yo-yo, hold my fro-yo, which is one of the lines we say before we say Pretty Girl Parking, because these guys really love their frozen yogurt in the morning. That's how they start the day. Like,
right,
most people start their day with coffee. These guys start their day with frozen yogurt, fro-yo. So,
great.
Yeah. So when he said that, and then I came up with the, you know, the pretty girl parking, I was like, that's what we used to say when outside this parking lot. And then it kind of just, we started talking for like hours. And since we had made the trip, you know, extra long because somebody's driving, I'm not going to name names, but we ended up talking all night about it. We recorded the conversation so we wouldn't forget ideas. And then when we got uh-huh. back after vacation, we started the writing process.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, I do want to know, did Francis have to pay the majority of the gas? Because I know gas ain't easy. This guy
yes,
takes you on the trip.
I can't remember. Did we? I forgot. Did you pay for most of it?
No, I think we split it. I think I took care of us on the way there, and then he took care of us on the way back.
Hey, you see that?
My share was a little bigger, but it was my fault. It's my expense. My own expense.
Hey, on his going the wrong way.
hey, look, those additional 60 to 75 miles, that additional one or two or three, 4 hours, that was what allowed us to really get into our groove. So I did it on purpose.
That's true.
I did it on purpose.
That's true. Very good call. Good call, man.
I know what happened. Francis was like, you know what? If we can just spend a little more bromance time together, we can come up with something big.
Oh, man.
I'm skip the
oh.
exit.
Nailed it.
Oh, man, that is amazing. That is amazing. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on. You're listening to Motown Maurice and Friends. We got some callers on the line, so be patient. We're going to bring in a caller in just a moment. But I want to make sure that we continue this awesome conversation with these two outstanding gentlemen. So the recruitment process, why don't you tell me about that? So you started writing, you came up with the name. The next phase, I'm assuming, is the recruitment process of building your team. Where did you recruit, and how was that?
Yeah, I like how you called it a recruitment process because it's really just going out and talking to pretty girls and saying, hey, would you like to be on our show? That's the only reason why we did it, essentially. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's number one game.
It's an extension of our lives. Yeah. So no, I think what we did was we knew we had these two base characters, and we needed some different characters around these two base characters. Some really different, like, you know, something you can look to. So we brought these two older ladies in. Mm-hmm. Which is Sherry and Phoebe. They're in the pilot. They are our next door neighbors. They also own a hair salon, and they are like, you know, the older ladies next door who give a lot of wisdom to us about girls, but yet at the same time, they're like kind of old hippie-ish, like, you know, real laid-back older ladies. So that was an idea. And Francis, do you want to talk about other characters?
Yeah, well, we've also got our ex-girlfriends who are pretty much the nemesis of Todd and Chester.
nice.
And then any, you know, like the recurring thing is like any pretty girls that walk by, you know, they definitely will have something different to offer us, whether, you know, whether they actually do entertain us and take us up on our offer, park here for free or not, then we have a handful of recurring pretty girls. We also have a cameo.
Mm-hmm.
It was cameo by the infamous Meter Man.
Meter Man.
Randy actually knows him personally. Randy knows a superhero, a real life superhero. We were able to get him in our pilot.
Yeah, his superpowers are he feeds meters that are expiring and saves people from parking tickets. So this guy literally dresses up in a superhero costume, and he goes around and he has a double barrel coin holster, and he goes around and feeds people's meters before they expire because he doesn't want anybody to get tickets. And his nemesis is the parking maid or the parking meter maid.
Man, I could have used him. He could have been around.
Exactly. Yeah, everyone loves him. So he makes a quick cameo in it. So that's always fun too. We can always bring more characters. I mean, that's kind of the nice thing about writing your own show is like if I see something like, you know, on the train or if I see something driving or whatever, and I think it's funny, I'm like, okay, I can write that a new character in, and we can present them in our pilot because anything goes or anything, you know, we wrote it, so it's like we can do whatever we want, which is awesome.
I think that's, can I add to that? I think one. that's part of the fun of the premise that we came up with. Is just like Randy said, you know, we have the freedom to really write in whoever we want, but there's a lot of various characters that me and I, Randy and Francis, have respectively experienced in our lives that really could fit well into this kind of this small beach town of Formosa Beach. And I think that's the part of the fun is kind of exploring these characters. I'd like to touch on, Randy, you can talk about this as well, but something about the process and casting or the whole production aspect was how we got our crew together. It's actually pretty organic. I'll segue this. Basically, like, I feel like as artists, you really know when something is meant to be or when something can really be successful, when pieces kind of come together as organically as they did for this one. And that's in terms of getting our crew together. I knew our director, Nathan Carter. We did a project together in San Francisco, and I was in contact with him recently, and I threw the idea out to him, and he was stoked. He was stoked to get a comedic series under his belt. And so that was pretty much gifted to us, because the director was literally, you know, a conversation away. And Randy knows our editor. Randy.
Yes, yeah, Jeff Leonard is our editor, and he's actually my mm-hmm. roommate, so it worked out. So everything kind of just came together, basically.
Okay, so you guys found a new appreciation for producing your own type of pilot versus just acting?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you how much work it is. I never realized how much work it was until we started doing this. I mean, we're talking about, like, we would be up nights. I mean, I'd end up, like, just sleeping over at Francis' house. You know, he'd end up sleeping over at mine.
That's that romance
so
kicking in, right?
Yeah, we'd share a sleeping bag.
Real life documented.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, we would be up, because it's like, you know, like, it's just casting and editing and constantly going over stuff and rewriting and then writing, I don't like this concept anymore. And then it becomes a lot of work where it's like, it's almost like a 24-hour job, to be honest. But to us, you know, it's not work because it's like something we love to do. But at the same time, it's definitely, I have a new appreciation of like putting the show together.
Very much so.
Wow. That's great. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to take this caller who's been patiently waiting. And once we're done with this caller, we got to get into to talk about the Kickstarter and the fundraising, because that's so important, funds and being able to finance a project like this. So we're going to take a call from area code 310-999. Area code 310, you are on the line right now. What's your name and your question?
Hi, my name is Brian, and I saw the pilot. I'm a big fan. I know a couple of the people to cast personally. My question was, this show gets picked up. Do you guys have plans to take this on the road in the sense that is it going to be set in this beachy town, or are we talking downstream Manhattan, taking out some handicapped spots in front of the Fairmont Hotel? Are we doing Beverly Hills? So I like this concept, but can we take this to different cities, or are you going to keep it beachy?
Wow, that is awesome. I love that idea. Yeah, let's keep it moving, man. Let's pick up handicap spots. Let's you know, take over the whole parking world. one spot at a time. One spot at a time.
Right, you know what? Yeah, it actually lends really well, caller. Appreciate that. Sounds like you're someone we might want to collaborate with. But being how each season right now, you know, with our Kickstarter up, we're hoping to have the first season be 6 episodes, really just kind of develop the world and take these two characters on a journey. But who's to say that, you know, season 2 or 3 couldn't be filmed in New York or specifically in Beverly Hills, moving on up in the world. You know, that actually is a great idea.
Sure, yeah. Upgrade the parking spot, upgrade the cars. Thanks for having me on, guys. Good luck.
Hey,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. Wow. Look at your fan base already contributing. How exciting is that,
man,
huh?
I know. I never. That's a great concept. I never thought about it. I think one thing, too, though, is like Todd and Chester, which are the characters, they never want to leave the beach. They love the beach. So it'd be interesting to see if we can make them move from there. You know what I mean? Because it's like that's their home base.
Yeah, and it's so much to do, because as he was giving that idea, and then we all realized how great of an idea and how it related to your project, it reminded me of a situation I've seen it been done before. I was at an audition for Big Brother recently, and we're all in line for Big Brother, and then the people in casting, they disappeared somehow, and there's this new people coming in line, and they don't know where to go. So one person who was done with the audition, he just kind of took the authority and said, here, you signed this, here's your pen, give it to me when you're done. And it was just like, you know, she really thought that he was in charge of the casting.
Right,
and
right.
Just imagine y'all going places and just have that aura, that presence, like you are in charge of the parking when you're really not. It couldn't even be a reality show while you're playing with it.
I like that. Yeah, I mean, I think that concept almost goes to something I think I've done in the past, and maybe I shouldn't say this on the radio here, but pretending you're a bouncer at the club and just sitting out running.
You just
take IDs. You take IDs and people, because they don't know any better. They're just like, okay, this guy's asking me for an ID. He must be a bouncer. So I used to just do that for fun.
Look at how this is spiraling off. It's so it's much. You could get a little movement going, you know.
We got to get going. We
got to
start writing right now.
Well, we did. We need to do it. But Randy, you surprised me a little bit, because if that has been successful, I guess I just never took advantage of the fact that you have a bouncer's intimidation factor to you. We should really utilize that when we're out on the weekends, Chris.
There you go. I just wear really tight shirts. That's the only effect I have. I wear really tight shirts, so it looks like I'm stronger than I am. I wear schmediums.
Always intimidating.
Wait, are you in shape?
Oh, man.
Yeah, definitely. He is in shape. Definitely, Nicole. Is that what you asked?
Yes, that is what I was asking.
Yeah, we like to play basketball together. And Randy's got mad skills on the court. I have witnessed it. To answer your question, I'll give him a shout out there for sure. The man is in shape.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you the man.
According to someone, I don't have any basketball skills, but you know what? We're gonna have to take that on the court to really find out the answer to that.
Hey, we could have that on the show, man. We just have a live broadcast of some one-on-one Randy Motown.
Let's do it.
You guys don't have one-on-one. You got a bromance going on.
No, you see, you know what? I'm a decline right now, because I ain't trying to get a part of this bromance. That's for you too. Y'all go ahead and have that.
I think Nicole, she really keeps bringing it up. I think we should bring her along on a date or something. Nicole, what's going on?
I can't do that.
Y'all better stop before this becomes some kind of nasty fetish for Nicole.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm a gentleman and a scholar. I just didn't go to college.
Oh, man. So look, check this out. We got like 6 minutes left on the show, and I want to take the majority, if not all of this 6 minutes, to talk about the fundraising process. Where are you guys at? Where can someone make a donation? How can we support this project? Because it's obviously excellent. It has much potential, and it needs to be on television. It needs to be broadcasted, and it needs to be a part of the network. Tell us about how's it going, how much, you know, what you need, where to locate you.
Well, thank you first, Motel, for all that praise. We appreciate you supporting us and believing in our project, too.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. We have a Kickstarter up. The hyperlink is not very simple, but it's basically, if you go to Kickstarter.com and search Pretty Girl Parking, we're the only Pretty Girl Parking project up there. Right? Thankfully so. And we're Randy, have you checked it lately? Maybe you could give us the scoop of where we're at.
We're still a little bit short of the goal right now. So the goal is 5,000 for 6 episodes. We filmed one, so basically we're talking about 1,000 episodes. We still definitely could use all the help we can get so we can continue filming, because obviously the first pilot came out of our dime, and we're broke actors, so it was tough to get everything we wanted to do in that first episode. So you can hit us up on there, and that'd be great. Every little bit helps.
Wonderful. When are you guys looking to raise all of the money, or do you not have a deadline?
No, we do have a deadline.
Yeah. I think we're coming on, we're 9 days or 10 days now. We have nine. Today's the 19th. We have 9 days left on our Kickstarter campaign. And like Randy was saying, we're about a quarter of the way right now. We've had a lot of support from people that we know. We're hoping that just kind of getting the word out for the masses, going to our Kickstarter, going to our Facebook and liking our Facebook, just slash Pretty Girl Parking. You know, those little donations, they really do. They add up. Like every dollar, Randy and I did, you know, just basic math. Like however many friends I have on my Facebook, if every single one of them could donate a dollar and they spread the word on and their friends donated a dollar, then, you know, 9 days is totally feasible to raise $3,500. That 35 is really, you know, we're really specific with that. We know that it's pretty much equipment costs and taking care of the cast and crew, just providing them with a lot of food. And if we could pay them a daily wage, that would be wonderful just because, you know, we enjoy working with them. And if we're able to give them some money and pay them for their efforts and talents, that would be ideal.
Yeah, and the only thing left we would have to do is break into those parking meters outside my house. So if it comes down to it, we'll just do that.
I know if people donate, maybe the meter maid will come around and take care of their parking once in a while.
Exactly. It's good karma for everybody.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, that is so exciting. So you got 6 episodes you're going for, and you need to raise this money. Ladies and gentlemen, get on Kickstarter, raise that money, go support these guys. I've worked with them, and I'm just looking forward, because I know this relationship that y'all got going together is not ending anytime soon. And it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to be a part of, you know, a team, you know, a partnership like this, because we all of us can confirm that it's not easy to find a like-minded person in Hollywood, if not anywhere.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yes, it is. Right. It's amazing. It's amazing what you got going. So tell me, so can you give me, before we go, can you give me like a prelude, a little sneak peek of what to expect in a following episode or so? Or when is the pilot going to be available for us to see?
We were thinking of doing it soon. We don't have an exact date yet. We're trying to find the best time to do it in. We are going to be filming the next episode of Pretty Girl Parking starting at the start of May. And we will be doing the concept is basically we're getting decoy girlfriends, because we figured that if we have decoy girlfriends that pretend they're our girlfriends, that we're going to get more girls, because girls always want to hit on guys that already have girlfriends.
Truth or not?
Truth or not, Nicole? Come on, be honest. Be honest. You're on air.
Okay, that's not my truth, but I can speak for a lot of my friends that it is true.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
That's what
there
I'm saying.
Go.
We only keep it
there
real.
Oh, real quick, just a quick shout-out. Kelly Shanley is someone that Motown, Randy, and myself, we've worked with before. We brought on a female perspective on the writing staff, so we're excited for her to really just tweak our perspective.
Wonderful.
And make sure. Yeah, Nicole, you know what I mean? Like, we want to make sure that these women, these pretty girls, they're coming in, they're very intelligent. they're intelligent, they're sassy, and more so, they're actually smarter than Todd and Chester. But you know what? We definitely want to make sure that we pay full respect to women. And I think by bringing Kelly on, we'll have a sharp perspective from the female comedic voice.
And we'll try to have them have a voice as nice as Nicole. I don't know if that's possible. We'll try to get girls' voices.
Yeah,
that
was tough. Right.
I don't know. Hopefully you guys can, maybe.
That was a great response. Like, I don't know. I'm pretty much the best.
Oh, man. That's
good.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm
wonderful.
Really glad that I do have a female perspective on the show. It's not a guy show, so that way you can talk to all of your viewers and your target audience and everybody, all the pretty girls.
There you go.
That like to work.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. But look, we're about to go right now. Go ahead and let them know how they can locate you one more time. Mention your Facebook address and Kickstarter, all that stuff, and we're going to wrap.
Awesome. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Well, thank you one more time for having us on. You can check us out. Basically, Pretty Girl Parking, that's the phrase. Facebook.com/Pretty Girl Parking. We made that one easy. That's how you could just kind of see where we're at. And we have a link to our Kickstarter up there, but if not, just go to Kickstarter.com, type in Pretty Girl Parking. We're the two gentlemen sitting in our beach chairs with our fists up in the air, representing Pretty Girl Parking.
Saying Froyo. Saying hold my Froyo.
Awesome, fellas. Awesome. Hey, I wish you guys the best. You have any last questions or comments, Nicole?
No, thank you guys very, very much. It was a pleasure talking to you both.
All right.
Looking forward to seeing the pilot.
It was a pleasure listening to you, Nicole. Motown, you were great as well, but Nicole, just, her voice sounds like honey.
Hey, without a doubt, gentlemen, I mean, I've worked with you guys firsthand, and I'm just excited to see you guys giving birth to this project together. Y'all are in labor together. Y'all are bringing up this child together. So keep it going. So, without a doubt, keep it going. I wish you much success. Anything else I could do, please keep me posted. And I'm looking forward to seeing it nationally. You know
Thank
what I'm
you.
Saying?
Yes, sir.
Doubt,
yes,
no
sir.
Doubt.
Thank you, my
guys.
Thank you to the listeners. Appreciate it.
No doubt to all the listeners. Thanks to all the listeners. I do have one quick question for you guys. If maybe you can ask real quick, answer real quick. Is that okay?
Yeah,
oh, sure.
Yeah. Just wondering if you guys happen to know who's the future of late night television. You know, I don't know.
You know, I think I know. You know?
I think I know.
Yeah.
I think
I know who it is.
Motel Maurice!
Right
down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got
wrong button. That was, I'm supposed to press my outro. That was the wrong button. Okay, here it goes. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Francis, Randy, for being on the show. I appreciate it. And we're going to keep in touch, all right?
Right on. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. Thank you, Nicole. Peace and blessings to everybody. What a wonderful show to celebrate the year anniversary of this online radio show from Motown Maurice and Hustle and Shuffle. So now Motown Maurice and friends. And as you can see, I got a lot of friends. Thank you all. Make sure you support. Please support. Make a donation. Finance. Help out. Sponsor. Whatever you want to do. Just support Pretty Girl Parking. It's very important. It's a wonderful project. The energy on this interview speaks for itself. And I'm just elated to know that these guys are keeping the dream alive and not letting nothing stop. All right. And they got the bromance to keep them going. All right, everybody. I'm out. This is Motown Maurice. Check me out at MotownMaurice.com. Peace and blessings.